Miracle at Redeemer House, Senior Version, Chapter 1, A Beast in the Orphanage.
"Stop it! Go away and leave us alone, you beast!"
screamed Felicity, who was now in tears. Mama Addie rushed to the scene, leaving the potatoes to boil in the large kettle in Redeemer's kitchen. Upon reaching the doorway of the girl's room, she halted. There stood Felicity with what remained of her precious doll, the only remainder she had left of her mom and dad when she was sent to the orphanage 5 years ago. Its head had been savagely ripped from its body, and its limbs were dangling, held only by threads which her mom had lovingly stitched when she received it on Christmas Day long ago. Felicity stood sobbing, face buried in the calico dress of her cherished Phoebe doll. She ran into Mama Addie's arms, the house mom all the orphans had come to love, and was instantly embraced. They stood in silence for several minutes as the others looked on, filled with alternating feelings of anger and sadness, all secretly wishing that this new girl would be expelled. Mama Addie did her best to comfort Felicity as she hugged her tightly.
"Mettie," said Mama Addie in a firm but not unkind voice as she grasped the hand of this newest resident at Redeemer House, "come with me."
Redeemer House was known all throughout England as the most well-run caring orphanage in London. When families could no longer feed or clothe their children due to the harsh working conditions and low pay they received at the factories and mines, they had no option but to try to find other homes for them. Some were fortunate and taken in by relatives in the country, but others were simply abandoned to beg or steal on the streets in order to survive. At 12 years old, Mettie had been a street child for more than 6 years, and ended up in Redeemer House when Mama Addie witnessed the street cleaners chasing her down to haul her off to the workhouse. The street cleaners were men employed by the city to gather up abandoned children who would then be put to work for the city and given only the most basic food and shelter. It was really a place of punishment for being poor. Meals were made from water, onions, and grease, and they had to sleep on dirty straw. It was terribly overcrowded, foul-smelling from filthy bodies, and full of sickness. Mama Addie was quite familiar with these houses and could not bear to see this youngster hauled away, so she begged the owners of Redeemer to allow her just one more child. They agreed under certain conditions, one of which was that Mettie would be put in a workhouse if she could not abide by the rules of the house. Having lived on the streets for 6 years and thinking only of surviving, Mettie was not accustomed to following rules. Everyone was an enemy. Only eating and stealing what you wanted mattered on the street. This last month had been a nightmare for many of the girls, and Mama Addie too, as Mettie fought, screamed, and disobeyed again and again. Today, Felicity was her target. Mettie yanked her hand out of Addie's and reluctantly followed her to the kitchen. Addie closed the door and told Mettie to sit on the small wooden stool near the wood cook stove. She took a fresh bread roll from the basket, baked that morning, and handed it to Mettie without a word. After removing the potatoes from the stove, she sat down next to her. Though she wanted to severely scold Mettie, she remained silent, remembering that a harsh word stirs up anger, but a gentle word will turn anger away. She calmed herself, carefully studying this street child's expression as she tore apart the roll and devoured it like a wolf hungrily tears into its freshly caught prey. She wondered, is there any goodness buried deep down inside this girl that might still exist from when she was the crown jewel of a mum and dad who loved her? And if there is, how can I possibly dig it out?